This is the Easter Sunday talk for St John's Birkdale, and my name is Sally Wright. Happy Easter, and thank you for listening to this talk as we continue our series entitled Jesus from Cradle to Cross. And I'm going to carry on this morning by looking at Jesus, the risen Saviour. So as we start, let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that we learn more today about you to help us on our journey of faith. Amen. Well, I hope that you got an egg on the way in this morning, and if there are any left, then you can have one on the way out too. And I'm sure that many of us have Easter eggs at home, and the bakers amongst us may even have made a simnel cake. The most I've done is to make some crispy cakes with chocolate eggs on. And thank you so much to those who've done the Easter flowers. They look beautiful. Today we celebrate that Jesus died, but wonderfully rose again. To celebrate that we serve a risen Saviour, a Saviour who will come again. I don't know about you, but I felt that Easter has rather crept upon me this year. We've talked at home about Easter and things we wanted to do, but then suddenly it seems to be here. And I have to admit that I left buying eggs for Lucy and Matt to the last minute, and I bought the last two Lindt chocolate bunny hutches from the chocolate shop in the village. When I was teaching, Easter was a pleasant holiday when the weather was hopefully getting a bit better. Another key milestone in the year. So what does Easter mean to you? Why have we gathered together this morning to celebrate Easter Sunday? Well, let's hear from our reading from Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 9, about the first Easter Sunday. But very early on Sunday morning, the women went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. They found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. So they went in, but they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. As they stood there, puzzled, two men suddenly appeared to them, clothed in dazzling robes. The women were terrified and bowed with their faces to the ground. Then the men asked, "Why are you looking amongst the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Remember what he told you back in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be betrayed into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and that he would rise again on the third day." Then they remembered that he had said this. So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. What do you make of that reading? Do you believe it happened? Do you believe it actually happened? A few months ago, we celebrated Christmas, and the story of Christmas feels like something that could actually happen. Okay, the virgin birth part is difficult for us to comprehend, but a young mother, after a long journey, suddenly going into labour and having to give birth in whatever space she could find, is something that could happen. People today give birth in cars or on the dining room floor. It's possible. But the Easter story, someone being nailed on a cross, having a spear thrust through his side, taken and placed in a sealed tomb, suddenly rising from the dead. How do you comprehend that? So, is it true? Do you believe it? Did Jesus rise from the dead? Do you believe that he is alive today? Well, that's a challenge for us all, isn't it? To think about where we stand today. Have you ever realised, if the Easter story is just that, a story, then we have nothing. If Jesus died and was buried and stayed dead, we have nothing. Have we just been going through the motions of Easter all these years, buying eggs and enjoying a bit of time off? Or have we really thought about the implications? If Jesus really did rise again, if that tomb was empty, then Easter shows us the awesome, life-transforming power of God. So briefly this morning, I want to look at two questions. Can I believe in Jesus' resurrection? And how can it be life-transforming? So firstly, can I believe in Jesus' resurrection? Well, firstly, it's fairly well established that Jesus Christ was publicly crucified in Judea in the 1st century AD under Pontius Pilate. He was clearly dead with all the injuries that he had endured. There is no good reason to believe that he could somehow survive that ordeal and 3 days later escape undetected. And then there was the empty tomb. There was no body for the religious leaders at the time to exhume and put on display. And if the disciples had stolen the body, would they have been willing to suffer and die for it? Would so many people have gone along with the conspiracy? And there are eyewitness accounts of people seeing the risen Jesus, talking to him, walking with him. And Jesus himself had told people what would happen. In Luke 9:22, Jesus speaks about himself. He will be rejected by the elders, the leading priests and the teachers of the religious law. He will be killed, but on the 3rd day, he will be raised from the dead. And again, in Luke 18:31, Jesus talking to his disciples, listen, we're going up to Jerusalem, where all the prediction of the prophets concerning the Son of Man will come true. He will be handed over to the Romans, and he will be mocked, treated shamefully and spit upon. Then they will flog him with a whip and kill him. But on the 3rd day he will rise again. The resurrection of Jesus from the dead is the central fact of our faith. On it, our lives are built as Christians. Without it, there would be no church today. There would be no point in keeping this place going. Yes, it is lovely to meet together, but this would be a social club only. I was at the gym this week and someone I chat to there said she'd seen my picture on Instagram. Thank you for that, Lucy. And how much I do and how good I am at what I do here. She had the best of intentions with her comments, but she's missed the point. If I come here to volunteer, that is great, but it's not enough. I volunteer in vain. This place is set apart from the community centres and the social clubs and the like because of Jesus. I don't volunteer because I'm good, because I have time, or to stop me going shopping all the time. I volunteer in this place because I believe Jesus is alive. I want to tell others that life-changing news. And look at what the women did when they realised that Jesus was alive. They rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. Without Jesus being alive, we have nothing. Paul, writing in Corinthians, reminds them, if Christ has not been raised, then your faith is useless and you are still guilty of your sins. The resurrection affirms the truthfulness of Christ's life and works. The resurrection confirms Jesus' unique authority to say, I am the resurrection and the life. So can you believe in the resurrection of Jesus? Well, that's a very personal question. By faith, you need to decide whether you put your trust in a risen Saviour. Jesus is very clear though. I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Because he rose, we have certainty that our sins are forgiven. Because he rose, we have a living Saviour. Because he rose, he has defeated death. And because he rose, we know that he is preparing a place in heaven for us. Believing in the resurrection of Jesus is life transforming. So how can it be life transforming? Well, life is tricky at times, isn't it? You only need to watch the news to see how life can change in an instant. And what about your life? Are you going through some difficulty at the moment? Have you lost a loved one and are struggling with grief? Have you had a diagnosis which has shocked you and will alter how you live? Are you feeling anxious or depressed, lonely or vulnerable? Do you have a financial problem that you can't see a way out of? We all go through seasons in our lives that are difficult to navigate. And when Jesus was raised from the dead, he did more than just give us a reason to believe. He also gave us a reason to live. We can see that no obstacle is too big for God. Jesus is offering life in all its fullness. It won't be a life without problems, but Jesus is offering his presence with us as we travel through difficult times. Jesus is offering us the Bible to help us navigate through life. By studying the Bible, we learn more about the big story of faith. We see how it all fits together. And it gives us a glimpse of the promises yet to come. Are you excited when you read the Bible? When you hear God speaking to you from his word? It's not a dusty, irrelevant piece of literature. It's the living word of God. D.L. Moody, a 19th century evangelist, said, "The Bible was not given for our information, but for our transformation." As we learn more through the Bible, our lives are transformed. If you're not already part of a Bible study group or a growth group, may I encourage you to think about it. It's a great way to continue finding out about how Jesus can transform your life alongside others who want to do the same. And Jesus also offers us his peace, peace that passes all understanding. Do you need that today? Do you long to feel at peace in the situation that you're going through? Jesus longs to be invited to be active in your life. He longs to show you the plans he has for you, to guide you through life. No matter what you are facing today, the resurrection helps us to find meaning in life. Even through the greatest tragedies. No matter what happens to us, we can have our lives transformed by walking with the risen Jesus. He gives us the ultimate hope in life. There's an old hymn that sums it up. The chorus goes like this. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. Jesus' resurrection gives us the power to live a transformed life today, right now. Resurrection is about the promise of abundant life now. And resurrection is also about life after death. Because Christ is risen, we have the promise of eternal life. No matter how final death may be in our human reality, it's not the end of it all. We have a fabulous, life-transforming promise of eternal life, heaven, through Jesus' resurrection. It can be life-transforming because we know that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for you. The Bible contains many prophecies or predictions, if you like. ones which these events have proved to be true, that Jesus would ride into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey, the way he would be killed, the way he would rise again in 3 days. However, the story is not complete. The Bible goes on to predict about the next part of the story, Jesus returning, the second coming. Easter is a tiny part of a huge story, but the most vital part so far. Without it, we have nothing. So can you believe in the resurrection of Jesus? Can it be life transforming? Remember the challenge of the reading, in the reading to the woman who found the empty tomb. Why are you looking amongst the dead for someone who is alive? He isn't here. He is risen from the dead. Where are you today in your walk of faith? Do you view the Bible as a historic record or a living handbook for life? Do you come here expecting to hear from God, to be challenged? Do you expect Jesus to be active in your life, changing you day by day? Do you sit here today believing that Jesus rose from the dead? Have you put your trust in him to transform your life as you continue your journey of faith? Paul sums it up in Corinthians like this. I passed on to you what was most important and what had also been passed on to me. Christ died for our sins, just as the scriptures had said. He was buried and he was raised from the dead on the third day, just as the scriptures said. This is what I leave with you this Easter Sunday. This is our faith. This is our hope. This is our future. Amen.